Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus. L'li nishmas, Moreinu b'Rabbeinu, Rabbi Yisrael Lipkin Misalant, the great Goyen and Tzaddik, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, whose yahrzeit is this week, Chof Hei B'Shvat. So I thought it would be amazing to talk about Rabbi Yisrael a little bit. There's a lot more to say, obviously. Based on a shmuz given by Moreinu Rabbeinu, the Rosh Yeshiva Zecher Tzadik B'Kadosh Levracha. In the chug of G'dolei Talmidei HaGaon Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, his group, Rovachat Hayta Melitza, there used to be a saying, that the Yom Istalkus of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is always Parashas Mishpatim. It is the week of Parashas Mishpatim, as it is this year, as it is always. Because the Iker Chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter was in the Mekzo Ben An L'Chaver, and that's what Parashas Mishpatim is about. So, of course, it's a cute vort, but we see from this cute vort, quote-unquote, how much the Chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is identified in their eyes with the Mekzo Ben Am L'Chaveru, even though in Achinami, Yisrael Salanter also spoke about Ben Am L'Mokom. But you see that they say, oh, Parashas Mishpatim, because Rabbi Yisrael Salanter is Ben Am L'Chaveru. So we'll identify Rabbi Yisrael Salanter with Ben Am L'Chaveru. So people understand this simply to mean that you need Chizik Ben Am L'Chaveru. And it's true. There was a lot more to it. I'd like to understand this Chiddush of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter, bringing back the Inyan of Ben Am L'Chaveru into the world. They say the reason he started the whole Musar movement, the story goes, is that he was at a chasana of a man who used to be a shoemaker, a poor shoemaker, a simple man, and he became wealthy. And at the wedding, one of the people wanted to put him in his place, so he picked up his shoe. He goes, "Can you fix this for me?" In order to embarrass him, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter saw that. He said, "I have to do something," and that began the Musar movement. The Salanter emphasized Ben Am L'Chaveru, and that's true. But there's a much deeper idea over here that I'd like to discuss. When the two Luchos HaEdus are mentioned in the Torah, Luchos comes without a Vav. Lamed Vav Ches Tuf. In other words, the second Vav is missing. Luchas Hashin Yachid. And the Chum say the Luchos were equal. What does that mean? Five and five. What does that mean? What's the lesson here? Mamar Sinai was also entering into the Bris. Maisekris's Bris is Mefurish in the Torah. V'yikach Moshe Chatzi Adam. V'yosem Maganos Moshe Rabbeinu took half the blood, put it in this kli, and half the dam he threw on the Mizbeach, and then afterwards he took the dam and he sprinkled it on the people. And he said, this is the Dam HaBris. This is the blood of the covenant. In other words, half to God, half to you. That's the Bris. Bris is half-half. And that's included in Mamon Har Sinai. So this Krisus Bris that we had in Mamon Har Sinai also has to be Tvua Gam B'Divrei Torah Shenamru Boto Me'amad. Where do you see in the Divrei Torah of that Maimed This Bris? So we know that the Dibris are split up five and five. Five Ben Am L'Chaveru, five Ben Am L'Makom. First five Ben Am L'Makom, second five Ben Am L'Chaveru. Chatzi L'Gavoa, half to the Mizbeach, half to Hashem, and half to the nation. Pal Golai, Pal Golach, half unto you, half unto me. That's Chetzi Chetzi. That's what exactly we have by Avraham Avinu. That's what they used to make Brisos. Back in the old days, Vayivoser Osem Batovech. So you cut them up into half. You cut the animals up, half on one side, half on the other. And that's the bris, Bein HaBsarim. The bris between the parts. And he split them up into halves. And that's the Aseres HaDibris, Chetzi Chetzi. Half Ben L'Chaver, half Ben L'Makom. So the Matan Luchos It has to be besod krisis bris. So in other words, you see the bris expressed in aluchos, because it was cheti cheti. And you also see it in the kuf aluchos, half to ben adam, half l'Hashem and half to the people. Chatzi ben adam l'chaver, chatzi ben adam l'makom. So the giving of aluchos was the maisa krisis bris, and the guf aluchos are bris because it's chetzi chetzi. So the krisis bris and the giving is a covenant between us and God, and the guf aluchos are themselves, the divrei Torah are chetzi chetzi, like a bris, half lamakom, half laben adam lachavero, half to Hashem, half to, between man and man. That's why we find that the Luchos have their own shame bris. Vayagid lechem is brisoi as a seras hadvar. I told you his covenant, the 10 things. So the quote's called a bris. The whole Torah is a sefer a bris. If we say the Torah is a sefer a bris, it means that there's a bris on the words of the Torah. The content of the bris is the Torah. But the light of the mice of krisus bris, of making the bris itself, in other words, the Sefer Torah, there is a bris about the Sefer Torah. But the actual Maisa Krisa's bris relates to the Luchos. These are the two Luchos HaBris. And that's what we find. Vayikach Moshe Sadam Vayizrok Ala'am Vayom Rehinei Dama Bris. So that's the dam of the bris, half to Hashem, half to man. And therefore, when we talk about the bris, luchos ha-bris, we're talking about the mice of krisis bris, of half-half. The mice of krisis bris is half-half, and here, and the guf ha-bris on the luchos is half-half. Mitzvos menon l'chaver, mitzvos menon l'makom, are not just two different areas of learning, but rather equating the two, making them equal, is in itself an avoda. It's the avoda of krisis bris l'ragli har Sinai. It's not just two mekzos of Torah, but rather it's an avoda of krisis bris l'ragli har Sinai. We go back to the Kriya V'Sol Salanter. Sol Salanter wanted us to learn Iyun, in Bein Adam L'Chaveiro, in Midas. Go deep into the Midas. So, Shigrat HaMachshava Tofes, it pashtus, you understand. That's Isoiris, it's Ischaskus. To remove the Rifya and the Haznacha, the weakness people have, the Shvachkeit people have, when dealing with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. But there's much more to it. We have at different points in Klal Yisrael's history, it says, L'chuv v'nechadish lanu es ha-melucha. Let's be mechadish the melucha. Let's renew the kingdom. That's what Yisrael Salanter was trying to do. He was trying to renew the kingdom. What's the kingdom? The kingdom is the equality between Ben Adam L'Chaver and Ben Adam L'Makom. Chidush krisus bris shel shivyon shnei aluchos. And that's this Kriya of Rabbi Yisrael engendered the Sfarim, Chafetz Chaim and Avos Chesed. It's true, Chafetz Chaim wrote Sfarim on Ben Adam L'Chavero. But you have to remember that the Chafetz Chaim also wrote the Mishnah Berurah. That's why they call him Mishnah Berurah. They call him the Chafetz Chaim. They call him after his name. Rabbi Yisrael HaKohen Meiradin wrote Chafetz Chaim Ben Adam L'Chaveiro, and he wrote Mishnah Berurah Ben Adam L'Makom. Chetzi Chetzi. That's the word of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. The Aron only has two Luchos Avonim, where Moshe Rabbeinu put there. Machlokas Tanaim is this Pasuk, coming l'rabuye sefer Torah, l'afuke sefer Torah. It's a pasuk in the book of Kings. Kings 1, Perek Ches Pasuk Tes. Ein ba'aron rak shnei luchos avonim, asher niach shem Moshe. What's the ein and rak? So one opinion holds that it's a miut achar miut and ein miut achar miut al rabbis. That the Sefer Torah is also an aron besides the luchos. It's one opinion. The other opinion there holds that the Sefer Torah was not inside the Aron. It was outside the Aron. So we have two opinions. One opinion holds Ein Miut Achamir Al Rabos. So the two Miutim in the Pasuk come to me the rabbi that the Sefer Torah was inside, and the other opinion holds no, it was outside. But everybody holds that there's an emphasis here on the fact that the Sefer Torah was lacking from the Aron. Even according to the opinion that holds that it was included, it's a ribui achar miut, it's a miut achar miut. Ein miut achar miut el rabbos. What does that mean? It means if you have two exclusions, it's coming to include. What's the difference between a regular ribui and a miut achar miut? Miut achar miut is the rabbos includes. And an inclusion includes. The difference is, an inclusion is meant to include. A miut achar miut is meant to say it really shouldn't belong, but there are other reasons why it should belong, and that's why we're including it. But it's also memuat. So we're trying to show that the Sefer Torah doesn't belong with the Sefer with the two luchos. As we learned when we talk about bris talking about the Sefer Abris is divrei Abris, the words of the bris. There was a bris on these words in the Torah. That's the covenant with Hashem. When we talk about the bris of the Luchos HaBris, this was the mice of the Luchos were a mice of Krisus bris. That's the act of making the bris, because that's the 50-50, that's the half blood on the Mizbeach and half the blood on the people. So it's a mice of Krisus bris, the Luchos. The deep difference, distinction between Krisus Bris, the creating of the Bris, and the Etzema Bris, is that while the Bris is a Hechetimtzia of HaTorah, like you can, Afara, you can revoke the Bris, we find in Kitzvei HaKodesh, Musagam of Afara HaBris, the Mice of Krisus Bris has no Silik, has no Bittel. A woman can cheat on her husband, and she's asur to her husband. But she can never remove the krisus bris. It says, Eina misha koresis bris ela misha sa kli, where it says in Sanhedrin. That she can never change. The fact that she made a covenant with this man, she can never change. She can change the fact that there is a covenant right now. If there's a bris between them, she cheats on him, there's no longer a bris. But the maisa krisus bris, that she can never change. Because it says that a man is koreis a bris, misha asa kli. Ein la asa. Kshem shasi as kli. He made what he did when he made the kli. That's it. It is what it's done. Can't change that. And this whole musig is taken from our relationship with Hashem. Kibu alayich oisayich Hashem tzvaka yishmo. Because the one who is boel you makes you. The one who has relations with you creates you. Hashem tzvaka is his name. And what this means is that through the Aseres HaDibris, through the Matan Luchos, the Jewish people became a kli to Hashem. He created us. He shaped us. A man marries a woman. He shapes her. As we say to a ger, for you are mizgayer. You ate chalev, you're not onus karis. But now, if you eat chalev, you eat forbidden fats, you get karis. Now he's part of this, he's part of the bris. If somebody who's not a ben bris writes a sefer Torah, there's no kedusha. with the ksiva of the Ben Bris, now there's Kedusha. So too, through the Dibros and the Luchos, the body of the Jew becomes a kli. It's mukhshar li yetziras ha-kedusha. It's prepared for the creation of Kedusha. So this is siyas kli. We become Hashem's kli when he made a bris with us. We are Hashem's kli. Hashem shapes us. And memela, now we're prepared for Kedusha. So too, the man shapes the woman. Was that, I guess, the meaning of Kedushin? Now she's prepared for this creation of Kedusha. That's again done by the Krisis Bris. Asiyas Kli and Krisis Bris come together. Talk about the Aaron Bris. Right, we spoke about the Sefer Bris is the Sefer Torah. The Luchos HaBris are the tablets. Now we talk about the Aaron HaBris. We see that Bishas Churban Abayis, all the Kalim of the Mikdash were taken to Babel. The Aron only was Nignaz, and the Zarim didn't touch the Aron. The foreigners didn't touch the Aron. The fact that the Zarim couldn't get to the Aron is a place of Lahevis Shal Hevis Shal Razei Olam. This is a big secret. We're not talking about that on the deepest level. But on our level, the Mahalach is as follows. The fact that the Zarim couldn't touch the Aron is rooted in the fact that the difference between the Darchei HaBris and the Maisa Krisis Bris. The Maisa Krisis Bris was the Rasiyas Kli. And when does the Pula stop? Never. Even B'Shas HaBegita. Melz Nochech Timsi of Shlita Zarim B'Maisa Shal Krisis Bris. And even if the Zarim can have power, have control, have dominion over the Divrei HaBris, over all the Kalim of the Mikdash, none of the Maisa Krisis Bris. What symbolizes the Maisa Krisis Bris? The Aron Bris. That they didn't get to. Just like the Gullus can't passel the Jewish body from being a Kli that's Mukhshar LeKedusha, because he's still Chayev Kares for eating Chalev. He's got a holy body now. Like we tell the Ger. So to the Mice of Krisus Bris, which was created by making us into a Kli, we are now Hashem's vessel. Hashem shapes us when he made this Bris. That cannot be under the rulership of the Yad Shenishtalcha B'Mikdoshecha. V'nimtzeinu l'meidim שמושג הברית, כפי שהוא מופיע במאמר רון הברית, פירושו דוגמת פירושו של מושג הברית, כשהוא מופיע במאמר לוחות הברית. So we talk about bris. In the mimer of Aaron bris, it's the same type of bris as we speak about the Luchos HaBris. It's like we saw before that the Aaron, the Luchos are shayach specially to the Aaron. Sefer Torah is not. The Aron is meyucha for this mice of Krisis Bris, for the Luchos. And that's the emphasis, that the Aron has only Shnei Luchos Avonim. Sheriniach Shamosha, like it says in the book of Malachim. Amar Kedisle, Amar Kedisle. Either there's no Sefer Torah in there, or Ein Mirach Amir al Rambus. And if it's a Mirach Amir, it means that it really doesn't belong, that's not really its place. Because the Aron are especially relate to the Luchos. And there was no Shlita on the Luchos. That's the Maisa Krisus Bris, and so too there's no Shlita on the Aron. Because that can never be changed. And only after the Aron became unique for the Luchos, only afterwards you can put in the Sefer Torah. That's our Maisa Krisis Bris with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ben Lachavero, together with Ben Lamakom. As Rabbi Sotzalantus Chiddush, Chetzi Chetzi. Marv Abayse, I'm all Mar Ma'a Saper. I have so much to say about this. I'm going to keep it short. I once read in a book, Professor Helmreich wrote a great book, The World of Yeshiva, Olav Shalom. died in Corona. He wrote a great book, The World of Yeshiva. Very fascinating. Anyway, one of the things I remember he said in the book was that in yeshivas they say 10 minutes of silence in memory of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. That's Musaf Seder. So Salanter tried to bring such a revolution to the world, and we've more or less we've lost it. There's not really no real, to the best of my knowledge, real Musar yeshivas with an emphasis on Musar, emphasis on Limud HaMusar, being a Baal Musar. This is very, very rare. How many big mashgichim are there today? People who really give great Musar and people are makabel. Not very many. But do we need Musar? Hachzik b'Musar al taref. Natzerecha ki chayecha. This is an apostolic in Mishlei. Hold on to Musar tight. Don't let go. It's your life. So I said, it's important. You could be a good guy without learning Musar. But without learning Musar, you can't change. And that's our goal. Unfortunately, that's lost on a lot of people. But that's our goal in life, is to change, to grow. So Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach Shemo. We should be zocher to be mischazek now at the time of the Yortzeit of Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. To be makben on Ben Lachaver, or just like we're makben on Ben Lamakom. Somebody be considered a religious Jew. Nobody's considered a religious Jew if he handles money on Shabbos, if he texts on Shabbos, if he eats on kosher. Not a religious Jew. But if he's in a machlekes, he's in the shul, and the shul is having a machlekes, and he's in the machlekes, he's a religious Jew. Why is that? Machlekes is d'oraisa. Handling money on Shabbos d'rabbanan. As we identify people as religious or not religious, just based on their ben am l'makom. And that's sad, because half of being religious is ben am l'chavero. That we should never forget. That's where Yisrael Salanter tried to teach us. So all I can do is encourage my sweetest, most beloved friends to really be mischazek and limud ha-musar yom yom, and to hear different bali musar, people you like. There's so many ways today to hear different rabbanim, mashgichim, rosh yeshivas. You know, I said there are not so many who are so popular in the world as Baalei Musar, but there are a few. And even if the Musar today needs to be more softer and honey covered with honey, with some chassidus thrown in, it's all good. The important thing is that we're working on ourselves, we're working on our midas, we're continuously growing, we don't let ourselves become lax in that area. And we really try to make a Kiddush Shem Shemayim. And we act the way we're supposed to act. And people should say, look at this person who learns Torah. You speak, when the Gemara says, when you speak nicely, everyone says, oh, look at what a mensch he is. Ashrei Aviv Shalem Da Torah, Rabbi Shalem Da Torah. Yom 86. How gishmak it is, he learns. He was taught Torah. Look at that. Look at what Torah does to you. And when people aren't Peseder and Ben Lachaver, it's Fakir. People say, oh, that's the way people are who learn Torah. That's the greatest Chilul Hashem, Rabbi say. So, it's Hashem, we'll be Mischazik in our Limud HaMusar, in our Skashtus, Rabbi Yisrael Salanter. And hopefully we will talk more about him because it's so Chashiv. I love the man, and he really made a revolution. We just have to fan the flames, keep it going. Shalom, shalom, sweetest friend.